Live from KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Alaska has begun testing for coronavirus within the state, and there have been no reported cases so far. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced today in Anchorage that he will ask the legislature for at least $4 million for public health nurses focused on coronavirus, as well as for expenses related to testing for the virus.
We want to make sure that we have protocols in place that once this virus arrives, and we think it probably will, just because of the way it's spreading, that we're prepared for it. So from a 30,000-foot level, we're feeling pretty good about where we're at and how things are going.
The state began testing on Thursday. That's also the day the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention broadened its definition of who should be tested. There have been three people tested in Alaska as of Monday morning, according to Dr. Ann Zink, the state's chief medical officer. It takes approximately 4 hours to get the results from a test. Zink says Alaskans should be prepared to stay at home for 2 weeks with enough food and medicine if public health authorities determine they're at risk of having been exposed to the virus. She emphasizes the importance of healthy practices like washing your hands and staying home if you're sick.
What you do if you get the sniffles, you do the normal stuff that you should be doing, which is taking care of yourself. That's eating fresh fruits and vegetables, that's getting outside and getting fresh air, that's getting plenty of rest, that's drinking plenty of water, that's staying home if you're sick, that's not getting other people sick.
Zink also says it's not too late to get a flu shot. She says preventing flu cases could reduce the strain on the healthcare system from coronavirus. The state has operated an emergency response center for coronavirus for 5 weeks. Dunleavy says the administration will begin giving legislators coronavirus updates. Zink says the State Department of Health and Social Services and CDC websites are good sources for coronavirus updates, and state public health nurses will be visiting communities to help them prepare for the virus. Despite rumors circling in Juneau that someone showed up at the hospital with COVID-19 or coronavirus, there have been no reported cases in Juneau so far. That doesn't mean the staff at Bartlett Regional Hospital isn't preparing for the increasing possibility of that happening. KTOO's Matt Miller reports.
Charlie Gribben recently disputed rumors of there being a patient in isolation at Bartlett because of coronavirus.
No, nobody at the hospital that is under suspicion or is tested or even would be considered a case is here right now.
Gribben is an infection prevention specialist at the hospital.
That's how the rumor gets started, is somebody's from China, from here, or there is a local that came from Southeast Asia and they came back to town.
In late February, Gribben said they would test for coronavirus if someone with symptoms of a severe lower respiratory illness returned from China or had contact with someone who had. Now that recommendations from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have changed, Gribben says they would also test anyone who had any respiratory symptoms that were unexplained.
A severe case of respiratory illness with no close contacts and no exposure risk to an area that's got a high concentration of this virus, then that's where we would talk to the state about doing a test.
They would send a sample to the state for that test, and if it came back positive, Louisa Casterdale, epidemiologist with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, says they would investigate beyond that one patient.
We would be working in concert with the healthcare providers and the family to figure out, you know, where they had been and who they might have been around and figure out the next sequence of events for potentially those people who were exposed to this person and what would happen next.
That could be isolation, either at home or at the hospital. Gribben says at Bartlett that would depend on the stage of the virus and whether the patient is suffering from any heart or lung complications. Coronavirus has emerged in West Coast states. As of Monday afternoon, there were 6 deaths in Washington state. Gribben says she's more concerned now with the virus so close, but it's still not yet as widespread as the regular flu.
So your exposure risk traveling through Seattle and traveling through Washington, you may come into contact with it, but still 80% of people aren't getting that sick.
2 people were admitted to Bartlett Regional Hospital in February because of complications from the flu, and 3 hospital staff members were sent home for at least a week because they developed symptoms. Whether it's coronavirus or regular flu going around, Gribben recommends good hand hygiene and respiratory etiquette, like keeping the mouth and nose covered when coughing or sneezing. Anyone showing up at Bartlett with any symptoms of a respiratory illness will be asked to put on a mask if they did not bring their own. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
A cruise ship that was turned away from multiple ports in Asia due to fear of spreading coronavirus will arrive in Juneau later this month. That's according to Juneau City Manager Rory Watt. He says he received confirmation today from Holland America Line that the Westerdam will depart the Philippines shortly and arrive in Juneau on or around March 22nd. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has more.
Holland America Line canceled the remainder of its sailings in Asia last month, citing concern over ports turning away cruise ships due to the spread of novel coronavirus. One passenger from the Westerdam tested positive for the virus, but has since been cleared. All passengers have now left the ship, and the crew has tested negative. Watt says he's not concerned about the ship's arrival in Juneau.
By the time it arrives, the crew essentially will have been quarantined on the ship with no entry or exit of other people for the better part of a month.
Watt says the city does not test visitors for infectious disease, but the crew will likely undergo additional testing when they arrive in Hawaii on their way to Juneau. The crew will be allowed to get off the ship in Juneau once they arrive. The Westerdam will be moored at the AJ dock by the rock dump.
They probably are going to be doing maintenance projects and giving crew some shore leave. I would imagine the crew is probably pretty tired and stressed out from the whole situation.
Holland America Line did not immediately respond to a request for comment. With multiple cruise lines canceling sailings in Asia, other companies may also be considering earlier than normal visits to Southeast Alaska. That would most likely mean ships that typically arrive later in the season would come earlier. Watt says the more immediate concern for coronavirus in Juneau is airline travel.
It's more likely that Juneau will experience a coronavirus case by virtue of our frequent airplane traffic in and out of the Pacific Northwest.
The governor of Washington State declared an emergency there on Saturday. The state saw the first confirmed death in the country from COVID-19 over the weekend. According to Alaska Airlines representative Tim Thompson, there are no immediate impacts for passengers traveling between Alaska and Washington State. The airline says it's taking extra precautions by enhancing the disinfecting of planes and by suspending onboard recycling and hot towel service in first class. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
Limited ferry service has returned to parts of Southeast Alaska. On Saturday, a state-chartered Allan Marine catamaran sailed from Juneau to Cake, Angoon, and Tenneke Springs. It's scheduled to sail again tomorrow on the same route. The Melinda Lee carries walk-on passengers. Passengers must be able to carry their own luggage, and the vessel cannot take vehicles. The state ferry Taslina is set to return to service later this week. It returned to Juneau's Auk Bay Ferry Terminal following repairs in Ketchikan. It's scheduled to sail Thursday for a run to Angoon and back, and then up to Haines and Skagway on Friday. Alaska Marine Highway System's regional service has been shut down since late January when the Seoul mainliner broke down. That ferry, the Matanuska, remains tied up in Auk Bay, but will need to be transferred to dry dock in Ketchikan for repairs at a later date. The State Department of Transportation released its summer ferry schedule today. It shows the Matanuska returning to service on June 2nd. The Recall Dunleavy campaign entered a new phase Saturday. Organizers across Alaska began a second round of signature gathering seeking to reach the more than 71,000 threshold to force a special election. KRBD's Eric Stone checked in with the local effort in Ketchikan.
It's around 2 p.m. on a sunny Saturday afternoon here in Ketchikan. There's about a dozen people here chatting with the three volunteers at the table. Organizers say they're aiming to get 2,200 signatures in Ketchikan, and that all starts here inside the Ted Ferry Civic Center.
We're doing great.
That's campaign volunteer Frankie Urquhart. She's a public school teacher who's helping coordinate the local effort to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy.
I think one of the most amazing things that he has done is polarize so many Alaskans against him.
She says that's the result of the Dunleavy administration's wide-ranging cuts to social services during last year's budget cycle.
He's cut the ferries, he's cut the university, he has cut education, he has cut, you know, our pioneer homes, Medicaid. He's cut so much funding for some of our most vulnerable people in our population.
Recall volunteer Joey Tilson says she was encouraged to see Dunleavy back a law that stiffened sentences for drug and sex crimes.
But yet then he cuts the public safety, he cuts the courts, you know, all the stuff that's supposed to enforce these laws that he enacted.
She's also president of the Ketchikan chapter of the largest union representing state employees. Organized labor has been a vocal supporter of the recall campaign. Outside the Civic Center, retired state ferry worker Diane Schurrier has just added her name to the recall effort. She says she's frustrated by the governor's cuts to the Alaska Marine Highway System.
Because I live in Haines, and I live here in the winter, go to Haines in the summer, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get there this year.
Ferries were also on Gene Snodderly's mind, the Ketchikan resident signed as well.
The big one is keeping the Alaska Marine Highway intact.
If Dunleavy is recalled, he'd be automatically replaced by his lieutenant governor, Kevin Meyer. He's a former Republican state senator who was Dunleavy's running mate. Meyer would serve the rest of the term, which expires in 2022. The Recall Dunleavy campaign has set a self-imposed April 1st deadline to reach the nearly 72,000 signatures needed to call a special election. By the end of Saturday, Ketchikan had added 429 names to that effort. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.
Alaska Airlines is dropping its sponsorship of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race after this year's race. The company says in a statement that it's been part of the Iditarod for over 40 years, but the company is transitioning to a new corporate giving strategy. The race's biggest critic is People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, and the group praised the airline's decision. PETA has pressured race sponsors and held protests outside Alaska Airlines Seattle corporate offices. Alaska Airlines says PETA did not play a role in its decision. And finally, travelers have gotten stranded, injured, and even died trying to reach an abandoned bus in Alaska's punishing wilderness while attempting to retrace the journey of Christopher McCandless, described in the book Into the Wild. Now, families of some of those who died are proposing a footbridge to make it easier for people to make the journey across the raging Teklanika River. Locals fear that could give pilgrims a false sense of security. Author John Krakauer wrote the book and says he's saddened by the deaths of people trying to cross the Teklanika. He's skeptical building a bridge or moving the bus will solve the problem. And let's take a look at the National Weather Service forecast for the Juneau Borough and Northern Admiralty Island tonight. Widespread rain and snow showers, lows in the mid-30s. Tuesday, widespread rain and snow showers, highs around 40. That's it for the KTOO News Update for Monday, March 2nd, 2020. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.